I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 993, Seeing Your Picture. Yesterday, we talked about being perfect because we aren't perfect. That is, being perfect or mature because we're not perfect, as in perfect. Let me illustrate it this way by talking about what it's like when we see our picture. Here's an experiment for you. Try taking a group photo. Now, it could be just of 2 people or 10 people or 100 people. And then hand your phone with that picture on it to someone who's in the picture. And I would bet lots and lots and lots of money that the first person that person is going to look for in the photo is himself or herself. And I would further bet that if they don't like it, they're going to want everybody to take the picture all over again, right? I've been there, done that, and bought that t-shirt many times. I do the Be Real app. Now, the Be Real app is trying to get us to not stage pictures like on other social media sites. But instead, the timer goes off, and it goes off randomly at one time during the day to simply raise the phone and snap a picture of whatever you're doing at the moment. You don't have time to put on your makeup or different clothes or get to a different spot necessarily. Just take a picture and let people see the real you. In other words, be real. But I got to tell you, the temptation to pose is overwhelming. Let's talk about seeing your picture. As you know, I call this podcast T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus said the greatest commandments are loving God and loving others. And that's always a challenge, any day and every day, because it has to do with how we see ourselves. Kent Crockett, the author of Making Today Count for Eternity, writes, "Most of us cringe when we have to show others our driver's license photograph. We either look washed out, with too much light, or it's too shadowy, or suspicious, or we just don't look good. Our eyes look either goofy, or we look wide-eyed, or droopy, or sleepy-eyed. Our hair is hopelessly out of place, and our smile, good grief, we say to ourselves, do I really smile like that?" But then there's the opposite extreme, the studio portrait, with the photographer's magic, the right background, highlighting our colors, the most flattering angle, emphasizing our strong points, the lighting softening our features, the airbrush that can blow away our wrinkles and imperfections. As radically different as they are, Crockett concludes, the driver's license photo and the studio portrait have one thing in common. Neither is realistic. But if we want to be authentic people who impact others, it's important that the portrait others see is real. In the end, only God sees our quote-unquote real selves. Yet, it's imperative that we strive to be authentic in all of our relationships if we desire to have an impact and influence for Jesus on those around us. Luke 12:12 tells us, "Nothing is covered up that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known." That's kind of scary, unless you consider the grace of Christ. Here's the great question. How have you been trying to manage your glittering image for others to see lately? Let's pray this prayer from Charlene Dior. "I come to you and pray for guidance as I discover more about who I am and trust in who you are molding me to be. I pray to be able to see me the way that you see me. Your word say that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Your word says that everything created by you is good and nothing is to be rejected. Help me to be 100% of who you made me to be. I am made in your image. Help my eyes to see, Lord. Give me courage to walk in the world as my true self. Help me to be honest, truthful, real, and authentic. Kill the spirit of comparison in me. Direct me away from trying to be like anyone else. Forgive me, God, for comparing myself and mimicking anyone else. Amen." I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 994. And in the meantime, all right, when you look at your picture, what do you see? I hope you won't blow past that question because it's important. James Bryan Smith taught us to say, "I am a child of God, one in whom Christ dwells and delights, and I live in the strong and unshakable kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is not in trouble." And Dallas Willard taught us to say, "I am an unceasing spiritual being with an eternal destiny in God's great universe. You might try saying those a few times today. I hope that's what you see whenever you see yourself in pictures.